the Beast Game Podcast, and we're going to talk about a Netflix series called Castlevania, which is based off of a video game. So, Keith, what are your opinions on Castlevania?
So, it was only 4 episodes long, and the animation was good, but the story fell into this. And I don't know if you guys remember the Bond TV show that came on HBO.
Yeah, I remember that.
It was a cartoon, American-developed cartoon, but the problem was is that they were so hyped that it was an R rating to it that they just inundated it with content that justified its R rating.
Yeah, it was just an unnecessary gore.
Yeah, unnecessary gore. I'm not just gore. We're talking sex. Cursing. And like the dude was dropping F-bombs everywhere. I mean, it's whatever. Okay. But the source material was good. I thought the animation was good, but the story was way too plodding for the 4 episodes. If you've only got 4 episodes per season, the pacing needs to be a lot faster. And in this case, it was not. The only time it kind of picked up was when the action came on the scene, and that was pretty badass. But other than that, it was just kind of boring and stuff. It was just there. So I'm not a fan. I'll watch the next season to see if it picks up, but other than that, I'm not.
All right, James.
I thought the animation was pretty good. The story was kind of just all over the place. It just didn't keep my interest for long. I may have to try to revisit it. The animation was pretty good. They didn't keep up with the gore of vampires and all that good stuff. I wish I knew a little bit more about it from the video game, but I really don't. I just know of the Belmonts, and that's it. And as I mean, they were featured, but I don't know any more to the lore, especially with the newer stuff that came out, the newer games anyway.
All right. Well, I really did not like this. I didn't find any of the episodes interesting other than the art. I don't think the writing's done well. I don't think the story arc is done well.
I agree.
Anything about the world was done well. And for a game that's a very story franchise, this is a terrible way to introduce that. So if you look at something like Voltron, which is somewhere in this vein of anime and Netflix, that is done extremely well. And I don't understand how this was able to be released. And it's getting positive reviews, but it's not very good.
I'm trying to understand where the positive reviews came from, too, because it couldn't keep my interest. It really did not keep my interest at all. I actually had high hopes because I was hearing all the positive reviews. I was like, oh, man, let's see what this is about. But I don't see it.
Yeah, I think people just wanted something different on Netflix, and this was it. It's terrible. It's not good at all.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do scores. So, Keith, what is your score for Castlevania?
I give it a 5. I like the animation, I said, and it was interesting enough to a point where I could watch the next season of it. And I'll probably revise the whole score after I see the entirety of it, just to get an idea, because they are interconnected. Yeah, I give this a 5.
All right, Jay?
I will give this a 3. And the reason why I give it a 3 is because it didn't keep my interest at all. I may have said it like 3 times on this podcast.
Did you fall asleep?
But it really didn't keep my interest. The animation was good. I'm not really sure on the story. Like I said, I don't know that much about the Castlevania lore. I just know very little just from the video games. Obviously, there's a whole mythos behind it, and I just don't know it. So I give it a 3. If it kept my interest more, and if the storyline was just grabbed me, then I probably would have given it a high score, but it really did.
I'm going to follow up, James, and also give this a 3. This continues the trend of bad video game to movie TV series adaptations. It's not good. It's watchable if you are doing something else, like cleaning the house or falling asleep. Did you fall asleep, James?
Yeah, like 3 times.
It is okay if you just have 2 hours to kill and that's it. But we'll just end it on that. That's the Beast Game Podcast. You can find more of our podcasts at beastgame.com, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Twitter, and YouTube.